what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but if you listen real close, you can win a cereal box decoder ring. Wow. That's nice. You like that
one? A little bit different.
That's different. Wait a minute. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. If you listen too close, you are the cereal box. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because if you listen real close, you may hear something encouraging or helpful. And also Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy, this question. What area in our lives do we tend to listen less in, and why? Why do we do that? Sometimes that's a good thing. Sometimes that's not a good thing. And I know you can say amen, because if you can't say amen, you probably can say, oh, me. Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out to us. Give us a call. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, I know it's not an 800 number, but that's okay because it's still 972-445-0770. And when you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like heading into the week with great faith and expectation.
Yes, sir.
And that's how you should be entering into the week, and quite frankly, that's how we should be entering into every day, because we have a relationship with the Most High God. Wow. Our dad's the king of the universe. That's right. You got a big dad? Check out mine. That's right. Hey, if you want to text us during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Semi-professional voice still offered on a regular basis.
214-210-8483.
So you can text us that if you want to.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's all right. The little crack at the end on that vast last number, just there, right there. Also, you can email us, david@hemustincrease.org, David, D-A-V-I-D, not King David, not anything else, David, just David, at hemustincrease, from John 3:30, hemustincrease.org. We're going to send you up to the website, as we often do. Much to tell you on the website. Just please keep in mind on there our audios and videos for your encouragement, as well as different articles. Additionally, if you've got a desire to share about the show in any capacity, we have ambassador information on there. As well, there's an opportunity to give and partner with us in the ministry. We do ask that you take care of home base. Wherever the Lord has you at home base, take care of that first. Unless the Lord specifically tells you, that's a little different. But what we're saying is, in general, make sure you take care of your church. And then if you're in a position to give, we want you to give. And then it's quite simple. It helps us further the ministry. You'll really understand that, oh, probably a week from tomorrow. Oh, there's another hint. That's two hints.
What are you saying, Dave?
I'll see you in the break what I'm saying. Don't forget this scripture in regards to giving. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. for God loves a cheerful giver. Do it because you want to, for no other reason but that, and you want to be bringing it before the Lord and honoring him with what you got. We are 100% tax deductible, but we are not going to give you a Cadillac if you give to us. Sorry, that ain't going to happen. Sorry. Sorry, not a Beamer either, not a Mercedes. Nope, you're not getting any of that. You do get a receipt at the end of the year. That's kind of nice. All right, so check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
That's all, folks.
See, if you listen closely, you could get a decoder ring.
Oh, wow.
Let's pray for the audience as we're going to start off right now. And here's what I want to pray for, making it very simple. Anxiety. Oh, people are struggling with anxiety right now. They're looking at things going around them going, eeks.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. I mean, that's a big, big, big one. They're forcing indoctrination in certain states in the United States to include certain histories, which are absolutely ludicrous. And everything that's going around you personally, financially, family-wise, friend-wise, job-wise, career-wise, life-wise, driving-wise, eating-wise, everything-wise, you know, health-wise, really. And here it is in a nutshell. Guess what? You don't have to absorb that and let it weigh you down. So we're going to ask the Lord to help all of us in that process. Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now, and we first thank you and praise you. Father, who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we just appreciate everything you do for us. You're so kind to us. Your graciousness is exceedingly, abundantly above anything that we can even ask or imagine. We appreciate that so much. And so many of us are struggling with the weight of anxiety, Lord. It's weighing us down. It's really crippling our ability just to function and to live, and certainly to live above in connection and friendship and fellowship with you. Lord, help us by your power, through the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, to cast our care unto you, because you care for us. And we need to remember that and walk in that. Help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, rock and rolling on a Monday, and we're going right to it. For those that don't know, we are in 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we are at verse 16. And this is kind of a cool element. I'm hoping to communicate it fairly well, the best I can. And here is what it picks up at from verse 16. It says this in 1 Timothy 3, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Woo! That's some serious stuff. So for those that may want to know, Jesus' ministry, and I'm using this as a note from one of the study Bibles, the identity and vocation are substantiated by the work of the Holy Spirit. The structure of the verse indicates that Paul may have been quoting an early hymn or some type of confession. That might be. We don't know. It's one of those things. It probably is. It's got that real kind of, you know, element to it, the way it's written down. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Yeah, I can buy that. That seems like an earlier doxology kind of mentality. Here is what I want you to catch. It states that the mystery of godliness is great. And without controversy, not really questionable. Let's just acknowledge this right now. Let's just start off doing this right on a Monday. Let's acknowledge that the process of the gospel goes beyond mere reason and logic. It doesn't mean that there is no reason or logic. That's not what anybody's saying. But it just encompasses astonishing aspects. Wait. That even amaze the angels. Yow! Who are trying to fathom the mystery of our salvation. That's a whole group of quote-unquote alien beings who are like going, what? What? And of course, the answer to all of our mysteries, of course, it is in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to the mystery. But listen to how incredible this is. Listen to what's being said. And I want you to kind of get this, right? Jesus, who is God, first thing it says is what? It is referring to Jesus. God was manifested in the flesh.
He wasn't God.
Really? What does that say? God was manifested in the flesh. Well, he wasn't God. Okay, see, this is you not reading then, or not caring what you read might be a more accurate statement. He was manifested in the flesh, absolutely declaring the divinity of Jesus Christ. Anybody who pulls back from that has lost their minds. Okay? Then he says, then Paul writes, vindicated by the Spirit. What do you mean vindicated by the Spirit? By the life he lived in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit, everything he did, everything he said was for kingdom building purposes. Woohoo! Not some of it, all of it. You and I, we're lucky when we tag in every once in a while. We tag in like a wrestling match and go in there for a little bit, then jump out as fast as we can so Jesus can get back in there and take care of it because we need that.
What a perspective, Dave.
Yeah, just think about that. Just like, wow, he did that continually. Angels witnessed to him. I mean, they were seen by angels. The angels sit there going, look at this. I keep telling you, there's prime time in heaven. There's prime time television in hell. Oh, it's not television. It's probably heaven vision. Ha 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 ha. So there you go. So it's heaven vision, and they're watching the show. And you're part of that show, by the way. You're one of the stars. Yes, you are. There's a lot of stars in this one. And so the angels are witnessing, and he's proclaimed among the Gentiles, not just to the Jewish people, but also to the Gentiles. Remember, Paul's ministry is to the Gentiles. It is to the Jew first, then to the Gentile. But the Gentiles are not excluded from this. They're declared in this. He was believed in by the world and then received into glory, referring to his ascension. So where is he right now? Well, Scripture is very clear where Jesus is right now. He's at the right hand of the Father doing what? Interceding for us until he returns. When you want people to be, you know, like, I'd like you to pray for me. That is good. And you should ask people to pray for you. But Jesus is right next to the Father. I don't know if he's elbowing him. I don't know how that works. But he's right next to him going, hey, look, there's Dynamite D. You got to help him.
A little nudge.
Yeah, a little nudge over there. Woohoo, Dad, look at that guy right there. Gotta help that guy.
And okay. I need it.
Listen, that is an important perspective to have as you embrace this connection that we have with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And for those that are like, well, no, I don't. Yes, just read 2 Corinthians 13:14. You'll understand. It kind of makes it as clear as it can be. Bottom line is that is the end of the doxology. And how cool is that? But wait. Because when we come back, I have a small little surprise. We'll see how that goes. And we might have some other fun. We'll just see what happens. But in the meantime, we'll exit here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station. And soon, KNSN 1240, the Christian Station. We'll be right back. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. This is one of the first verses in my Christian faith that I learned, which is, you know, it's, you don't think about it, but when I first became a Christian, people would share this verse with me. I didn't know why. I was going to find out why, because God was going to set me free from a lot of drug use, but I didn't know then what was going on. I was like, oh, I keep hearing this verse. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, the freedom for freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. So now in our society, you say the word slavery and people start going, and then everybody starts freaking out. You know what? We're never going to change what the gospel is, and the gospel is the reality, the truth. We're not going to alter it for culture. We're not going to say it differently so people aren't offended. If you're offended, turn the radio off, okay? That's your answer. You've got fingers. Use them. Here's you got the ability to turn it on. You got the ability to turn it off. Here's the bottom line. Every one of us, before Jesus Christ, was in bondage to sin. Every one of us. Now that we are in Jesus Christ, we are free from the penalty of that sin, and the Lord is working in us the process to overcome that sin practically. We've talked about it multiple times. You understand salvation from a little bit of a, you know, smart, not smart, multiple scripture point of view. Scriptures talk about salvation being past tense. Scripture talks about salvation being present tense. And scripture talks about salvation being future tense. But the only way that could happen is if, watch this, salvation is past tense, present tense, and future tense. See, it's the only way it can happen is because that's what it says. And so in that, we need to understand that from the past point of view, we are free from the penalty of sin. Yay! Currently, we're going through what is called sanctification, where we're being delivered. We're delivered from the power of sin, and we're learning in our own lives we don't have to live for sin. And then eventually, when we're with the Lord forever and ever, we will be free from the presence of sin, and there won't be any evil, any bad, any yucky. Okay? Cool. In the meantime, while the justification, while the penalty for sin is done, while the freedom is there, the sanctification process is the one where he makes you look like Jesus, now that he's pronounced you to be like Jesus, and that's the one you got to fight through. That's the one that you have to go, you know what, I'm free. I just don't have to do that. I don't have to. That, therefore, becomes a responsibility. Because the scripture says, stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery, which means that you can. But if you do, it'll be your choice.
The David Spoon Experience.
Sometimes hallelujah.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. And next week, welcome those from KNSN 1240 AM, the Christian station in beautiful San Diego, KNSN, in the sun. That's right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here. That's right. I'm working on that. So I got a couple days to figure it out.
I like that, Dave.
Yeah, that's pretty little good. See, KNSN, so in the sun, SN.
I hope the callers are picking up where we put it
down. Yeah, they're getting it. Our audience, very wise group of people. Well, they're listening to this show, so there's a little bit over there. We'll see. All right, here's your first trivia question. Who tricked Jacob into marrying his daughter? Who tricked Jacob into marrying his daughter? If you think you know the answer, this is out of Genesis 29 for those that are trying to figure it out. If you know the answer, you can give us a call, 972-445-0770. It's not a toll-free number because I'm cheap. I'm just telling you, right? You might as well get used to that line, too. Also, you can text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who tricked Jacob? Who tricked Jacob into marrying his daughter? Remember? Isaac and Rebecca, like sending the kid off to other family. What family was that? Who tricked him? What happened? Oi, 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 oi. That's the question. In the meantime, let's do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily. I mean, every day. Just, I had such a great time of prayer today. I just can't even tell you. It was like a hallelujah Monday. It was just wonderful. I was just like so blessed, just spending time with God.
I say it all the time, Dave, but it is truly a necessity.
Yo, you can't. You got to pray just to make it today. I mean, that's such a good line. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words, as we are witnessing in front of us that is expanding into really weird mega realms all around us. Hey, you know what? Doesn't matter, because we are on the side that wins. Sorry, I'm not going to apologize that we're going to win. Sorry. So never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never be ashamed of his words. He's called the Word of God, not just, by the way, in the Gospel of John chapter 1, but also in Revelation chapter 19. Jesus is also called the Word of God, just in case you're wondering. And then A, always be ready
to serve.
To serve. OPM, other people matter. What that means is that you take some of the energy that you're putting on, focusing on yourself, that all the stuff that's weighing you down, and just focus on other people. Get participate in them. You share by carrying their burdens, but you also share in their victories and in the times that they rejoice. And it expands your life and your capacity. Be something more than just about yourself. That's what you're looking for. Okay? Okay. All right. We do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Brother Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my bro?
I'm blessed and happy, and everything's good right now.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Praise the Lord. That's yeah. awesome. When things are good, praise Him. When things are good, sing and dance. That's the time. Right?
Amen. I feel highly favored for some reason.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm blessed that you are, and you are highly favored, blessed of the Lord, one of His special chosen. All right, my good brother, who tricked Jacob into marrying his daughter?
Laban.
That is correct, Amado! Yes, sir. Well, you can go Laban or Laban. I call him Laban because, he laid an egg in that one, so I just call him Laban. That's how I do it.
You got a sore. That's all right. Yeah, those eggs, they get rotten too. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so everything's good. I'm praying. I'm hoping and praying. I'm not all that I should be. I think y'all hold me in much higher esteem than I ever even close to. But I strive for perfection. I think we all have to do that. And if you don't show the Lord by reading His Word and praying, you're not really interested in your future after death. So, we got to get serious about striving for perfection that Yahweh, our God, expects from us.
Yeah, you're right. If you're serious about it, really, if you're serious about it, you do something about it. It's just that, right. If you're serious about your, health, try to do something. If you can't do something, that's fine, but you try. If you're serious about your eternal life and what you're taking in and what's going to happen, you do something about it. And the best way to do anything about it is spend time with the Lord.
Yeah, amen.
That's the answer.
That's the word for the day, strive for perfection.
Amen. Excellent right. job, brother. Right. You're so good.
Good talk to you guys. Right. Y'all hang in there.
All right. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Love it, sir. We're just
what a great call, my brother. We love
you. He's so great. He's a great guy. All right. Now, I've been really nice and having really fun. That doesn't mean that we can keep doing that because I have to go to this next verse. It's not my fault. What's next? And here's what it says, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving. Let me just point out something superbly important. Who is it that's telling us that in the later times this is going to get ugly? The Holy Spirit. And it doesn't say the Holy Spirit says. It says the Holy Spirit says. S-A-Y-S. Current, present, perfect tense. Why? Because the Holy Spirit still speaks. Hello, it's the ministry of Jesus Christ. He's fulfilling the ministry of Jesus. If Jesus was here in bodily form, He would be in small locations. So His ministry is continued through the Holy Spirit who's poured out in us. Okay, now it's starting to make sense. And it's like, oh yeah, that's very, okay, got it. So let's shift briefly from that minor doxology, which was fabulous, just I'm pointing that out, that the Holy Spirit reveals in later times some people are going to deviate from the faith. So theologians have debated for years and centuries on whether they were generally saved or not. I understand that. Regardless to which side you come down on, the truth remains that people will abandon their faith by succumbing to deceptive spirits and doctrines of demons. Well, these teachings got to come from somewhere. It's probably not a demon manifesting and going, hi, I'm a demon. I'm here to teach you a doctrine. That is probably where that is not coming from. Okay. Where that's coming from are human beings who are proclaiming to be leaders and teachers. That's where it comes from. And so this is a really important portion because as we get to later and later in the later times. So we're in the latter times. I don't think anybody's going to really question that part. But now we're getting into the latter times. That might be a nice way to think of it. And so this warning is directed to those who have entered the faith but have been deceived, warning those that have not yet been deceived about others who have been deceived by false teachings. Wait. Described with Christian terminology. Oh, love is love, is love is love, and all is love, and love is love. Really? Noah and I were watching something yesterday, and they said something, and I just said, just straight, I said, as many as I love, I rebuke. See, they just, nobody wants to. Jesus said that too. I'd like you to quote that with what Jesus said too. I'm just wondering if they want to bother to do that. Thank you. So their consciences have become calloused, and these people have become unresponsive to the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and instead they're substituting their conscience with commandments rooted in human wisdom, such as forbidding the enjoyment of certain foods or discouraging godly marriages, both of which should be something that we're grateful for and not hindered by. I mean, food, you're kidding, right? That's like the celebration. In fact, one of the big things we're going to do with the marriage, we're going to have a great feast. Hello. That's number one. And number two, the idea that marriage is, listen, it was God who created marriage. Hello, between a man and a woman. Hello, and God knows what a man and a woman is and has never made a mistake between the two. It's the same thing we said before, and we'll say it again. Let's just keep it really simple. Numbers never lie. People who use numbers lie. Science never lies. People who use science lies. That's what I'm trying to kind of communicate. People manipulate for their own ends, right? Knowledge is fine, except when knowledge is used for an ungodly end. And then it's demonic in its origin.
And think about it, Dave. Both things you mentioned, food and marriage, both of those that God created. So this is ultimately an attack against the Father.
That's a great line. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. For those that are going to be visiting, you can still listen to us online. People in San Diego, just to let you know. All right, we'll be back. It may be false, but
it feels the same. Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip, and And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone. I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question, is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's – and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.